When Frank got in touch with me and said he had a consulting job that he wanted me to think about, I was really excited about the opportunity. I'm from a farm myself, although now I live in the city and have been mainly dealing with product innovations for the restaurant sector. It's good to get back to the farm end of things, and I know that Best Beef Limited is a premium producer of high-quality gourmet meat products. However, to become even better requires a fresh approach. I've looked at what Frank and the business have been doing in the past and what it might take now to reach that goal of doubling production over 5 years. This is going to take some really smart thinking and doing. We'll have to start by working out where the new opportunities will be. I've suggested to Frank that we bring all of the people who have a stake in Best Beef to talk about where they think the business can go, and so hopefully new ideas will not just come from Frank and Peter, but from the staff of the company overall. We also need to talk with farmers who supplied beef, prospective beef suppliers, and those people in the community of Tarago who have something at stake in what this business does. These days, businesses can't work in isolation from their customers either. They really need to listen to what the customers like and don't like about their products. They also need to listen to the people in the community who may have concerns about how they go about their business. I think for the Tarago catchment, this means being very aware of issues like water, animal welfare, and anything that could impact on environmental quality. If we try and get people together to talk about some of these things, I think that Frank and Best Beef can work out some win-win opportunities. So, this is the first step. We need to look at how we would increase the farmer's supply base, as well as what kind of new products our customers want. But then, we also need to make sure that the factory has the infrastructure and the people who can deliver the quality and quantity of product we're anticipating. We'll need to consider some tweaking of existing products, as well as introducing completely new products. This may mean restructuring the business to ensure really close communication from production through stores, marketing, and sales. It may also mean developing a new research and development strategy. As the business grows, it may need to expand its board structure to include directions with product development and marketing skills. And it will be just as important to support farmers to make any practice changes on farm. To build the business opportunities of Best Beef means thinking about innovation from the farm through the factory to the consumer, and doing this while building really good relationships with the community. That's the challenge for Best Beef, as I see it.